Before the hearing started, a congressional staff member said no disruptions would be allowed. Then a woman in the audience spoke up.
Is this a taxpayer-funded hearing?
Yes, ma'am. This is
why do we not have the ability as taxpayers and these people's employers to comment?
The staffer and the chair of the committee tried to explain it's a hearing, not a town hall. But the woman got a round of applause when she argued a taxpayer-funded hearing shouldn't be one-sided. Then the hearing began, and it was one-sided.
As someone with intimate knowledge of my industry and as an American, I have serious concerns about Obamacare.
There are two words that have been pervasive in everybody's concerns: uncertainty and trust, or lack thereof.
And by the way, the name Affordable Health Care Act is just a lie by virtue of the title itself. It should be called the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
That was Jason Falls from Kings Mountain, Tav Goss from Wilson, and Sherry Overby from Belmont. The two other witnesses were also against Obamacare. Here's Joel Long, CEO of a heating and air conditioning company in Gastonia.
I believe that everything we're seeing from government, from a regulatory standpoint, and this, the Affordable Care Act, is dampening our growth every day.
The only members of Congress at the hearing were Republicans, Daryl Issa of California and Patrick McHenry and Robert Pittenger of North Carolina. Issa said he regretted that no Democrats attended. Here's an example of the kind of questions the Republicans asked. This is Patrick McHenry talking to Overby, a 58-year-old woman.
Your prior insurance plan, did you have maternity coverage under that?
No.
And your new plan requires you to have this?
Yes.
Okay. Is that somewhat absurd?
Outside of the hearing, there was an equally partisan crowd for Obamacare.
Witness denied! Witness denied!
Several folks in the protest asked earlier this week to testify during the hearing, but were told no. Dana Wilson from Charlotte was one of them.
I have had MS since 1996. I'm 40 years old now. I was 22 then. I need Obamacare. It would help me and countless others.
Wilson says insurance companies have denied her coverage because they call multiple sclerosis a pre-existing condition. Starting next year, Obamacare prevents them from doing that. Congressman McHenry and Pittenger said they'll talk to people having good experiences too, but they argued the hearing was representative of what they've heard from their constituents. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Gastonia.